All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, 4 o'clock. I love that we bring the Kuiper Megamix out like twice a year. What the hell does he do the rest of the year? Does anyone know?
Mock drafts, my friend.
No, hold on. I'm talking about legitimate work.
He did have a radio show, but...
Where? His basement?
Not ESPN, but that got canceled.
Like I said, his basement?
So...
That's the same company that just sold their signal in New York. Get the hell out of here. ESPN radio hasn't been a thing in 20 years.
On the weekends.
Yes, Greeny. All right, listen. David will get the ticket text, and then can we do this, the whole Who Am I routine?
Yeah.
All right. We are doing Big Black Rumors all week. I love that. I really don't care if no one else does. I enjoy it.
So the Who Am I? Gotcha.
Who Am I? Do you want to? Oh, I'm confused now. What, do you have one too?
Well, no, I got one on just the quarterback ratings throughout the years, what the people said, and you got to guess the QB.
Do it. We'll do it as blitz tomorrow. Hell yeah! Let me do the Who Am I to see if this works.
Okay.
And then if it fails miserably, we can bleep can it.
Let's do it.
But I crafted something for each of the three of you. But David first, ticket text.
Because I can't believe you all are giving NFL news in a sexy way. This is amazing. I've never heard this before.
That's what we do. It's absurd. We know it's stupid, but we want to make it fun. I mean, guys, no offense, but hey, who's your surprise in the third? Like, we're picking 29th this year, guys, which is a blessing, but it's very hard to have serious draft conversation about pick 29.
Someone's saying they're disappointed in us because they didn't hear Kenny's blacktop drop.
That is not true.
They must have missed it. Yeah.
If you were paying attention, it was the last sounder that was played as we, for lack of a better term, faded to black. We gave you that. I mean, take a look at that blacktop. I mean, we played it. Of course I played it during Big Black Rumors. You have to. Go ahead.
Other people are texting in with their crush. Someone says, Blake Corum at 29.
Stop.
Okay.
I mean, it's judgment free, but you people got to stop.
Try not.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Do I have, am I emotionally broken? Was I born without some form of brain cell? I don't care if a player went to my school. Once we talk NFL, I have no loyalty. Why is it with these Michigan fans? Whether it's JJ, Sandristill, Jenkins, Corum. What in Blake Corum's profile?
Because you want to prove that you were right, that he was not only good at Michigan, he then went on to become the running back equivalent to Tom Brady. He was the greatest of all time, another feather in the maize and blue cap.
Why?
Because, I don't know, you need it.
That's
your favorite guy, and, you know, when you hear people saying things bad about him.
Why can't a guy just be a good college player? When did that become a personal affront? Seriously. It's okay to say a guy was a good college player. He was a great college player.
Because you want to show that he wasn't just a good college player.
Okay, well, it's not on line three. It's because they're basically the same.
It's not just a Blake Corum thing. I think people just want to see their best. Like, for me, I would love to see Michael Penix go and light it up.
Corum at 29 is laughable. Laughable. Go ahead.
Someone else is saying, Mike, your favorite movie, Draft Day, is going to be on all week. That is from Brendan.
What channel?
I'm looking for the channel. I haven't found it yet, so I think he's lying to us.
I mean it, bar none.
We're putting it on all three screens.
Don't, please. That is the worst sports movie ever made. I don't know it. Maybe the Stallone movie with the jailhouse football was worse. But come on, Draft Day is awful. Awful. You can't even... Even if you are willing to live in movie land, you can't take that movie seriously. It's so ridiculous.
It's right up there with Steaming Willie Beeman in Any Given Sunday.
All right, having a Glock, a 9mm on the field. You're right.
Oh, no, that was Last Boy Scout.
Oh, you're right. Any Given Sunday.
Right.
I got bad movies confused.
LT, be careful with me. I'm worth $1 million.
Okay, please stop. I think Draft Day is worse than all of them. I mean it.
Yeah.
Draft Day is worse than all of them.
Because, seriously.
Can you imagine, God forbid, somebody dies and you choose.
That's what I'll say. Thursday.
Can you imagine Brad Holmes pouring out an urn on Draft Day? It's not happening. We're not singing an Irish tune or whatever the hell it is.
Right. On Thursday, his mother shows up. You know, we're going to have this funeral right here on the field.
And at the practice facility.
What are you talking about? Seriously?
Yeah. How about the part where, get me the tape on Bo Callahan the day of the draft. You've had all offseason to grind the tape. You're not looking at the tape.
Wait, you know what? Wait, this guy's name is actually Kool-Aid. We haven't looked at him. Let's go get Kool-Aid's tape.
Hey, who did he give that ball to? And it's like, dude, it's his dying sister. You just discovered this fact? No, the whole thing is absurd. The whole movie is atrocious.
Like, he just gave the ball away to some random person in the stands. That's his sister, and she's actually dead now.
Oh. Who went to his birthday party? These are all things that would have been handled 6 months prior. Then we get into the trade structure of Draft Day. These are all impossibilities. I want my draft picks back. That's not how it works.
We need a kick return.
Right. Hey, who else do we need? Well, we need a kick return. Hey, we'll take a Sputnik or whatever his name was. Putney.
Right.
Come on.
You pancake-eating MF-er.
Oh, boy. Seriously, can you name a worse sports movie than Draft Day? That's all time bad.
Yes, and Brad's pocket is the, you know what, Kool-Aid McKinstry, no matter what.
But how about the GM sleeping with the capologist? It's ridiculous.
Probably
unfathomable.
Probably frowned upon in this day and age.
Okay, just tell the ticket texter. We say thank you. Yeah. I will not watch.
Let us know what channel it's on.
Yeah, I'd rather watch Rico's comic book movies than Draft Day.
It's on all three sets.
I'm sure you'll see a comic book movie tonight.
Dennis Leary walking through the cafeteria.
Of course, wearing a jacket that says coach. There's never a moment Dennis Leary's not fully branded, including when he sits down and just humiliates their capologist, Jennifer Garner. It's awful, all of it. Movie is awful. Nobody believes Sam Elliott's coaching Wisconsin. Why? Why would you cast that?
Got a great voice.
No, it doesn't make any sense. David.
Dream scenario. Someone saying Graham Barton is the dream pick.
Center out of Duke.
And guard at a high level. Can't miss on that guy.
Number one on the res.
Yes, he is among guards. This one, call me a weirdo, but Jalen Polk at 29 would be intriguing.
Why would I call you a weirdo?
Okay.
Between Polk, McMillan, and Adunze, they've got three NFL receivers. I'm not mad about it.
Here's another one. Someone else says Xavier Worthy next to J-Mo would be awesome.
Why? So you could have two guys who never catch the ball?
Worthy can catch the ball.
My point is, you already have Worthy on this team. It's
yes.
J-Mo.
Yes.
You're not going to do redundancy. Like, okay, I'll move on.
No. Go ahead.
Nope.
Finish.
I'm good. Nope.
Then this comes
just
in.
Just think of the dual threat, because now who
it's
are you?
It's not a video game.
Who are you going to guard? Because you got those two out there. You got St. Brown. You got LaPorta. You got Gibbs coming out the backfield. Fun.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, you got this text coming through, which I think a divorce is coming soon.
Oh, God.
Draft Day being the worst movie of all time is the hot, horrible take. Great movie. I know I'm not the only one that's made their wife watch it during the NFL draft.
Oh, man. Look, if you think there's hyperbole that it's the worst ever, fine. It's notably bad. Can we just settle on that?
A guy, William from Auburn Hills, is on your side, Rico. Jared Verse is his draft crush. Desperately want a buddy for Hutch, but he's going in the top 15. So trade up, Brad.
Oh, Jesus.
I wouldn't trade up, but look, every year there's a guy that just for some reason or another slides. We don't have any rhyme or reason.
No, I think for like, okay. Like,
so, I mean, sometimes stepdad puts out a bong photo and you slide.
Actually or happened.
Some, or you know what? On draft day, they go back and figure out there was nobody at your party. And now you just start sliding down. So if he's what one was, of those people.
Hold on. Now, what was the, wasn't he falsely accused of like shooting a pregnant woman or something? It was the lineman for the Cal. He was from LSU. Remember it came out. There was like a questioning.
Lyle Collins?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it turned out false.
And he did not get drafted.
He went from a top 15 pick to unemployment line. Now, it worked out. He went with the Cowboys. His talent shined through. But, like, crazy stuff.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It happened. So, if all of a sudden.
Who went to his birthday party? You want to play Who Am I?
Yeah, it's like, or like, I thought Nolan Smith would have got drafted a lot higher last year.
I've got one for you. One for Kenny. I got a couple for David. Tell them all about it. We'll have
draft
some fun.
Draft day bust.
I curated this. All I got right. You covered.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so we're going to have a little fun. We used to do this on the show. This will just be a limited run reprisal all draft week. It's a game called Who Am I? I'm going to give you clues. Now, for instance, we're going to do these all draft themed. This is going to be the draft bust edition. Now, since Rico's a Niners fan and Kenny's a Lions fan and David's a Steeler fan, I have gone back into the historical archives of each of their teams. Within reason, because Lord knows I can't ask Kenny about things that happened pre-2000. And I'm going to give you a list of clues. Now, here's how I want to do. I will address the person whose team I am speaking about directly. But if you have a guess, I want you to lock in. And just don't say it. We have to put the person on the spotlight. If you, the listener, are going to play at home, cool. Are we ready to begin this?
All right, let's go.
I don't have any ridiculous music for this. I don't know what we... All right.
Guys, you ask, you get.
All right, here we go. Let's start with Rico, who's wearing his fancy new draft hat, shall we?
Okay.
I have an exotic last name. If Kenny were alive, I'd have been his favorite player.
I'm in.
You're in after two clues.
I'm in.
All right, hold on, wait a second.
There was one of two people I was thinking of, but the second clue, I'm in.
Damn. I told you I was starting easy. I didn't mean it was that easy. All right, so let me at least get through the rest of the clues.
Okay.
But you, yeah, okay, Kenny's favorite player got you. All right.
That's got to be an insult to me, right?
Oh, big time. I was supposed to continue the legacy at this key position. I played in the Big East, the old version. I was drafted in 1997. My school mascot is one of a kind and served as a main dish at this American holiday. I absolutely sucked, like beyond atrocious.
Yes, you did.
But let's focus on if Kenny were alive, I would have been his favorite player. Rico, your guess?
Jim Drunken Miller.
All right, I'm glad I started. I started easy.
I love that because it was because I was thinking of the other quarterback that they had. It was Gio.
It was Giovanni Carmazzi,
yes,
from Hofstra.
Because you said
great.
The name.
He just took probably tomorrow's example off the board.
Okay. But no, when you said the name, I'm like, okay, it's one of two names.
The Kenny clue should
the
have been
Kenny
later.
Clue. Oh, all right. That's Jim Drunken Miller.
There better be a clue insulting everybody on this show.
Let's go to David, shall we? Let's go to Steelers draft bus. Who am I, David? I
have little hands.
I played at the U. I was high school teammates with Teddy Bridgewater and Amari Cooper.
I hate this guy. I loathe him. I'm in.
Jeez,
I loathe him.
Those two clues.
Okay, no. Here's the thing, Mike.
I was in at one.
No. Here's what you need to realize. If we did this for Giants, you remember the bust.
I'll stand down.
So you sit there and you hate them so much.
All right.
So, yeah.
He said Miami and I was in. I just want to hear the second clue.
Okay, hold on. Rico and Kenny, do you want to listen along?
Yes, please.
David, I did two of these because I knew this would happen. I was unable to work out at the combine, but you still used a first rounder on me. I had a whopping 4 interceptions in 83 career games with 3 different teams. You declined my 5th-year option, and you, David, hate me more than Satan. Just say it.
Artie Burns.
It's correct.
I hate that man.
Let's go, David 2.0.
The fire of 1,000 suns.
I know. All right. Now, this one hopefully is a little more challenging. Ready? And again, we're starting easiest. We will make these more difficult as the week goes along. We can do successes, busts, different things. Mel Kiper was furious that I fell in the draft. Furious. You, the Steelers, took a huge risk on me. I played for Kenny's school. I had a grand total of 6 sacks in 4 seasons as a Steeler. Not only was my 5th-year option declined, I simply never played football again after 4 years. And the last one, I had the knees of Bill Cartwright. David. Can you name?
He didn't go to Georgia, though. I was thinking Bud Dupree.
He is ever so close from a time frame.
Man, I guess I'm not as good as I thought.
Yeah. They got harder.
Yeah.
The name? Jarvis Jones, ring a bell?
He did have knees.
He had a bad knee and a bad neck.
Yes, he did.
That's a bad combo.
Yes, he did. Yes.
Let's go over to Kenny G. Cott. Now, with consideration that we have a more, Kenny basically doesn't acknowledge anything before 2005.
So, no Aaron Gibson.
No, we're not going Juan Roque.
No Bryant Westbrook.
No, 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 no.
I have to get this in like two guesses because these two idiots.
No, no, relax. Right. It's not. It's just about getting it right as we start the week.
All right.
I was a controversial selection because I barely played football at all. I was born overseas.
I think I might have it. I'll take the third clue, though.
Okay, we'll run down this. I made the unlikely conversion from basketball to football and from dropping my religion to be Mormon.
Got it. Okay.
Do you want the rest of the
clues?
Yeah,
I want to hear the rest of the clues, though.
My shoulder was made of paper.
Yeah.
I share the same name as one of Mike's favorite Islanders of all time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got it.
Here's an incredible stat about this guy. I had a whopping 4.5 sacks in 31 career college games. And you still took me 5th overall. Kenny, can you name that bust?
It is Ziggy Palfy Onset.
That is correct. I couldn't throw in. I was born in Accra, Ghana. Like, you would know it right away.
I remember that being a storyline surrounding him before he was drafted. That's the only reason.
Of what? Coming to play basketball at BYU then ending up on the football team by accident.
Yeah.
Yeah. Total projection. I think in fairness to Ziggy, he would have been better, but his body just really began betraying him.
Palfy had a much better career year work.
All right. So as we go along, I'll make them more difficult. We'll expand the time frame. And I'll do successes and busts, or I could take the label off of them. And I could go, you just got to name this player.
See, that may be a little harder.
Yeah,
because like I said, you always remember that one guy.
The Kenny's clue was just too much for you.
Miami, Artie Burns.
Now, that's not my fault. You're just insane.
No, yeah, the Kenny's clue was like, that's what I was like.
Your eyes lit up and you went, I'm in. Jim Drunken Miller.
I mean, that was literally his name. Virginia Tech. Hokey.
Kenny, when I tell you he was awful, he was awful. And here's the best part. They drafted him because Steve Young was having concussion problems. Mm-hmm. And then Young is out with a concussion in, I think it's week 2 or 3. And they throw this poor bastard out there because Young can't play. Mm-hmm.
They had just moved. They had Montana. They moved on from him. It was Young. Yeah, he was going to be the next quarterback.
Until he wasn't.
Yeah.
Yikes. All right. David, a couple of tickets.
In came Jeff Garcia, finally.
Thank God.
Yeah.
And then you tried drafting Carmazzi, and that blew up in your face. Wasn't Carmazzi the Tom Brady draft? Hold on before you go to ticket text. Giovanni Carmazzi out of Hofstra. He goes in the second round. Wasn't Carmazzi the same draft as Brady?
Wow. I need to look that up.
Look this up. I swear to you, I think that's one of the QBs that got taken ahead of Brady.
I don't want to look it up. It's just going to hurt.
No, it's gonna depress you because Carmazzi couldn't tie his shoes.
That was the 2000 draft, so yes.
Yeah. Can you imagine being the executive who selected Giovanni Carmazzi over Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Brady, you know, California kid, loved the Niners. Nah, we're going to pass.
All right.
We got it.
Couple of ticket texts.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
I'll dial up another edition of this tomorrow. I will make it more difficult.
I feel like we need to get some Giant stuff in here so you can have some fun with this as well.
Hey, and guess what? My team's got plenty to choose from.
I graduated from Duke.
Someone on the ticket text said.
Dave Brown, Daniel Jones.
I was about to say, I am the quarterback right now.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. You see, you were locked in with the second pick. I mean,
correct.
Second question.
Go ahead, David.
Yeah, someone says, I also was in at number 2 for Rico's.
Come on. All right.
Okay. Drunken Miller was just so funny.
I'm like, wait a minute. There's two names. But as soon as you said it would be Kenny, I was like, okay. Kenny doesn't realize how funny this is yet.
He doesn't.
I'll order these differently. I apologize.
Nah, you're
all
good.
Right. David, go ahead.
It was entertaining.
Someone else is texting in that Carmazzi is on one of Brady's rookie cards.
What?
Must have been maybe rookies taking pictures together. I don't know.
Unless they did like one of those where they, you know, the 4 to watch type of thing.
Yes, maybe. I don't know.
Got one of those wrong.
Best Game Show is back. Back more. Can't wait for more this week.
I got you covered. I will come up with a bunch of these. And like I said, I'll structure them. Maybe I can pick different rounds, or we just go. And I go, look, here's your time period. Name that player.
Someone else says, you have to get the drop of David saying, I hate this guy.
Yeah, literally, I go, I played at Miami. David, Artie Burns. I knew I was dead in the pre-show where you're like, man, I hope it's not Artie Burns.
Because
like,
he was supposed to be the next guy. He's coming from the U. Come on now.
Right, Miami Northwestern High and the U and pedigree and working with you all these years, I don't know that you've ever hated a human being as much as you hate Artie Burns.
The worst player to come out of Northwestern High. They have legends in Artie Burns.
Carry on. Not that David's bitter. All right. We'll get a little full. Actually, you know what I'd like to do? You have a couple of words about you coming to the dark side with college football. You wanted to bring something up. Then we'll do football today. Let's get into that next.
Okay.
Because Rico truly is falling apart, and we're all here for it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, we'll get to a football today momentarily and then back to the Lions, top of the hour. But Rico, you have something you want to talk about here. I'm excited to hear this.
Well, it goes back to what I said last week. It's getting more and more difficult to really get into the college sports thing. So, okay, you know what? I'm going to go to the spring game. I go to MSU spring game. Let's watch. Maybe being in that atmosphere, I'll get the love coming back. But then the whole time I'm driving up there, I'm just like, you know what? If I was Coach Smith, if I was any coach, I wouldn't have a spring game because exactly what? Once you have the game, all you're doing is highlighting your players, and then they go and hit the portal. Guess what happened today?
Dude, I made the joke Friday.
MSU players start hitting the portal, including Antonio Gates Jr., that you did make the joke.
It was flipping. I had no inside info.
And now he jumps into the portal. It makes it difficult because you don't even know who's there, who wants to be there, who's going to get angry at the last second and just decide, I'm going into the portal. Are you going into the portal for more money, or do you just not like your playing time? Did you not like the fact that Nick Marsh, the freshman, went out there and just kind of tore things up and you saw your life flashing before your eyes? So I'm just going to leave. I'm not going to try to work hard to get back on the field.
Combined with State acquiring a player who's now in his third school in 2 years.
Yes.
What?
Because people are like, well, you know, you just got somebody out the portal. Like, you can't get happy when you get somebody out the portal because he may not even be here come the summertime.
Look what just happened to Colorado. 5-star player, played as a freshman. Hey, he's transferring and throwing shade at Deion, which, by the way, I can't tell you I'm mad about. I think what it attacks, the point of you bringing this up, no, it isn't this deal of, well, I used to go to the spring game and now I didn't know it was on, which is actually true. It's what we've taken away is the ability to talk about next season. The summers used to be filled with possibility. It used to be filled with conversation. You can't have that now. Like, spring wraps. Like, Rico told me a story of a player, David, and I'm not even going to say the kid's name. Don't know who he is. He could deliver a pizza to my house. I wouldn't know who he is. But he's a player for Michigan State who was all bleeped off because he lost his starting job. Now, the way I view the world, you lost your starting job in spring ball. All right. How much film's the other guy watching? Watch more. What's he putting? How much work's that cat putting in the weight room? Mm-hmm. With his diet? What's he doing with his body? outwork them. Better reps, better practice days, better weeks. Summer ball comes around, win your job back. Or you're one play away from getting your job back. Instead, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
How can I possibly take any of it seriously?
Mike, let me give you the other side of that coin.
I didn't want to say the kid's name because I didn't know if it was for air. And I don't know who the hell he is.
It's not.
He's not yet, a pimple on an elephant's ass. I don't know who this kid is.
I don't think technically he's hit the portal yet, but he's probably going to end up in the portal pretty soon. But then there was the flip side. I'm sitting there watching the game, and I think the freshman receiver, Nick Marsh, finishes with 3 catches, 100 yards, and a touchdown. And the whole time I'm thinking, yeah, you know what? It's now Georgia going to come in here and say, you know, you're a 6'4 receiver. We can use somebody like you down in the SEC. You couldn't even get excited about, okay, look what's coming this upcoming year. Because the whole time he's playing, I'm thinking, what team is he going to end up with? Is this going to be the next Keon Coleman? Is he going to move on and do this? It makes it very difficult to get excited about your team.
No, it makes I'll take it a step further for me. Not you, me. Makes it difficult to care.
Yeah.
I just don't care. They've basically over the last 3, 4, 5 years, you want to say since COVID, we could play that game too. Because every decision now, they've made is torn apart the sport I loved.
Because now, Mike, really talk to me in week 5 because this means you can't redshirt and just sit.
Like, can't hit portal, can't redshirt.
Right.
Okay, it's October.
Right.
I get to actually maybe know who's on my team.
October 1st, and now I can sit here and get excited and say guys are going
to
play.
Think about this, too, and I'm not claiming to be locked in on U of M's football team either. Is the quarterback even on the roster? They're not seriously going to go with Pete Orgy or whatever the hell his name is, are they?
Look, Vegas is saying their over-under is 9.5 games.
How? Okay, first of all, how do you bet a win total you don't know who's going to be on the team? Don't do that.
And, hey, right now Orgy is the guy, but they also said we could go a 2-quarterback system. We'll figure it out later. You also have Tuttle, the Indiana transfer who didn't play because he was injured.
Just give me the under.
They really, what, they had 5 quarterbacks. Now, you know what they say if you got 2 quarterbacks? They got 5. So.
No, but David, do you understand, what you're hearing from Rico?
Oh, yeah.
This is a guy, it is stunning to hear him going the way of me. That's problematic.
Because here's the thing.
A hero has fallen.
After the spring game.
This is like when Harvey Dent turned evil. This is really tough.
And look, I don't know. You know, Marsh is a fine young man. He could be there, for 3 years and go to pro. But it's just in the back of my mind.
You can't invest.
I can't sit here and get excited about the future and saying that, man, they got something here. This kid is going to just tear it up because
I think what
if he does, he's going
to
be gone.
What I hate most is that you're walking on eggshells to a point.
Yes.
I don't care. We could be doing this show in Knoxville. We could be doing this show in Lubbock, Texas. We could be doing this show in Baton Rouge. It doesn't matter where you are. You're constantly in a state of don't know if guy will be here next week. I think about when we watch professional teams, I don't care about anything beyond the year, but at least I know Amik Robinson has signed with the Lions. I'm going to see Amik Robinson during this season.
Right.
You don't get that with college sports anymore. It's really stupid.
I'm glad you said that because the way my mind did, I had to look back to make sure I remember correctly. But you would have never seen a Mario Manningham stay at Michigan as a freshman when he's sitting behind Avant and he's sitting behind Breston. No way in the world. Someone would have come snatched him away.
First of all. I owe Mario Manningham one of the great catches in Super Bowl history that
Amazing.
Brought the Giants a title.
Quality, Amazing.
Quality young man. No, how about
but
this?
The days of waiting for the guy?
Right. No, we had the same conversation where if you're an MSU fan, you look at a guy like Jeremy Langford, who played corner. Who
how about
played
Tony Lippett?
Wide
how about
receiver.
Aaron
Burbridge? Right, but then all of a sudden, in that Rose Bowl year, there's Jeremy Langford leading the team rushing, and it's like, where'd he come from? He would have left. Like I said, Lippitt, a lot of folks wouldn't have stayed that long. They would have just said, peace out, I'm going here.
Look, into Michigan's credit, let me be positive about something. Look, I hate their guts and they're cheating scumbags. However, what they were able to unlock and what Harbaugh deserves credit for, that's a group of kids that loved each other, loved playing for the school, and they kept them together. Yeah. Somehow they were in that culty bubble where no one decided to bail.
You lost
a quarterback and a tight end, and that was it.
Right, but as a fan, you could invest in your team. It's very rare. I don't think you'll see another team like it.
Right, the fact that, you know, all jokes aside, Donovan Edwards stayed, even though he knew, you know what, Blake Corum is ahead of me. I could go and rush for any other team and be the starter. He stuck around, and you know what, we're going to share the ball.
Yeah, it reminded me, different sport, different era, but it reminded me what Florida basketball did. When they went back-to-back and everybody could have went to the NBA, they said, no, we want to do this again because they loved each other. They loved playing there.
And they also knew the opponent's sets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.